Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Well, there it is. Okay. Let's just open prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you so much for your goodness and your grace and for loving us so much that you would send your Son to die on the cross to take away our sins. And that's the message when we go on the mission field, Lord, to tell people about the Lord. And just pray that you would be with me tonight and help me to have clarity of thought and speech and help me to do a job that will honor your name. I just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Water. We have two videos, two DVDs to show. The first one is not as important as the second one because it's just about us, about the work we did in us in El Salvador. There's a lot of pictures. I don't think we'll show them all because there is a lot of them, and time is precious. But and they probably aren't in order. I didn't take them. They were given to me, sent to me from one of the fellows, but they're worth looking at. So we'll look at some of them. And then the second one is the one about the work itself. That to me is very important. So we'll look at a few pictures, and then we'll, while Ryan is changing DVDs, we'll talk a little bit about the school. Okay, Ryan. I guess we can, is that clear enough to see? You can shut those lights off. We're just going to go through these fairly quickly. That's a team you would know. Some of them you see Bob Beardmore there and Rod Richards from New Lisbon and my big mug in the back there. And the it was a great team. There was eight of us. It started off being nine of us, but Kirk Dupre had an emergency call. His dad was, who already had a heart condition to begin with, developed pneumonia. So we had to go home. He's there in the middle, in the back. That's his wife, Dorothy, in the front in the white sweater. She stayed, but he went home. But the rest of us carried on with the work. Okay, Ryan? That's the plane on the way in. Go ahead, Ryan. Just go through them pretty quick. What's that? This is just some of the landscape. There's quite a few of these. Ross, the man who took the pictures, was from, he's in the board of directors with WMD. He took all these pictures. That's where we stayed, in the room we were in. And that was put on the wall. I don't know what that says. Maybe somebody here speaks Spanish can tell me. Oh, is that what it says? That a boy, Bobby. And the flag. This room is the computer room, but they took out all of the computers to put in beds for us. Okay, Ryan. These, like I said, these aren't in order, so bear with me. That's part of the team and other previous teams. Go ahead, Ryan. Feeding our faces. We did that a lot. You know some of these guys. Yeah, go ahead. Number of people there. The lady in the right there on the far with the green watch on. She's from the Bronx, New York. She was up for a couple of weeks. Go ahead. That's other workers from different areas. We had I don't know why he's sideways, but. The place was broken into 2 days before we got there, and they stole some stuff and they cut the wires for the security system. So the insurance company sent up an armed guard to stay overnight for a couple of days. Those guards are everywhere. Go ahead, Ryan. Yeah. They are. This is we're taking these shelves down because we want to put a window in there. And you'll see later, like I said, they're not in order, so we'll go ahead. Yeah, this wall was a wall there. We didn't take it down. We were supposed to take it down, but they figured they'd pay someone to knock it down before we got there, so we were happy with that. That was a big. That's the school that we're, yeah. This was like I mentioned, it was broken into 2 days before we got there, and they climbed up these outer the metalwork and came into the building, so into the school. So you'll see we filled those all up. We filled them up with brick and parted them, and then they cut all that iron work down. That's curved debris. That's running some wires for electrical. That's this window right here to far left. They look out that window. The door is there. Nobody comes in off the street. They have to be buzzed in and let in by the door. And that's how they check. That window was, again, you know, Bob Beardmore. You can see he was working the hardest there, eh? Go ahead. Again, that's the same window. When you're on the mission field, you don't have a lot of tools to work with. And we were cutting these walls out with hacksaws and different things, but it worked out. This is opposite of the other one. The other wall that was being cut. That's in concrete, so they hired somebody for that too. That was good for us. Go ahead. Same thing. This, yeah. See who works hard there? That's the counselor's office that we were putting the window in. This guy is on, I think it's Ross, he's on the board of directors for World Mission for the Deaf. He sponsors one of the kids at the school. Go ahead. That's, again, that same hole in the wall. Solid concrete is. Go ahead, Brian. That's a site, eh? A door. Go ahead. That's the opening. And that's the mortar that you saw before to be mixed to fill that hole in. Those are adobe bricks. They have to be soaked in water before you can use them. They weigh about 2 pounds or less when they get them. Soak them in water for a bit and they come out there about 4 or 5 pounds. And they have to be, you know, those guys, Rod Richards and Bob Beardmore, doing some electrical, a lot of electrical work. Those guys worked hard. That's us working on the windows again. That's our team leader, Kirk Dupre. Some of you know him. Same thing. Go ahead, Ryan. There's 3 windows we had to do. That was one of them. Keep going, Ryan. They caught me sitting down. It was the only time, believe me. There we are having, looks like supper. The ladies cooked well for us, and we made lots of mortar for those windows. That's where we start bricking them in. As you can see, we'll parse them and paint them. Same thing. We worked a few days on those windows. That's mortar being handed up to, that's a Bruce, Steve Grace. Those are the contractors they hired to knock that big wall down. And now they're filled in. They're not parched and done yet, but they're filled in. That's landscape, mountainsides, and it's a beautiful country. A lot of violence, though. Same thing there. That's the team on the lookout. The lady in the red there, her name is Anna Valencia. She runs the school. She was the founder of that school in 19. We'll talk about that after. Again, more landscape. The church down the valley. That there was about 2 hours away. We went there one day to it's a nice little area, nice little hamlet, little town. We had a good time there. This little lady with the, oh, that's okay. This lady here with the thing on her head, that's scarves and all kinds of stuff, and she sells them. You'll see more of her in a minute. That's another little cafe. And some flowers from the local area. Nativity scene somebody made. There's that lady that she was a real business lady too, boy. She, we said no, but that wasn't good enough. We were at a restaurant, and they came out outside the restaurant, and they came to us, wanting to sell us. But we, there she is. Yeah. Same three ladies. While we were there, we were sitting right there having a meal. These guys came up and started to serenade us. And it was really nice. That's the team. The guy on the front, on the left, is our chauffeur. Drove us around. And that is it's bread, but it's shaped like frogs. Well, it was just bread. They were $1 a piece, so we bought a couple of them. You got to help support the... You can see the back of my head there. Sitting down again. A lot of the buildings have these beautiful paintings and portraits on them. Yeah, keep going, right? That's downtown. We spent the whole day down there. This guy is selling cashews. You get a bag of cashews about that high for a buck. So we bought several bags. Guy and a horse. That's coffee. Just took that because of the three crosses in the top. Thought that was kind of neat. That's a tree that's supposed to be upright, but it isn't. You can tell by Steve sitting on the gate on the fence there. You can see how big that tree is. It's really old. That's a Catholic church, I believe. They're cooking. It's in a restaurant. Those are papusas. I'll have to explain that later. Those are flowers. That should be upright as well. They're beautiful plants, beautiful flowers. Fresh fruit. That's another church group about 2 hours away. Well, that's about an hour and a half away. We went there for one Sunday service. I mean, this area is known for witchcrafts, for witches and warlocks and so on. So you're praying for them. And they have in the backyard, back there, they have school for the kids, Sunday school. Go ahead, Ryan. That's the one that runs the camp. And this other lady here, she was here again there in the green. Her name is Helen. She teaches Sunday school there. And she has an orphanage as well. She has about 6 or 8 or 10 kids in. They work together with each other. That's just supplies. I don't know why he took that, but he did. Go ahead. Again, they're showing us the Sunday school classes and so on. There's Lady Helen. She's from BC. She's going to be going home for a furlough there for 6 months, like any next week or so, I think. That's we sat and listened to a whole message in Spanish. It was okay. It was good to have fellowship. That's a volcano in the back there. We'll be up there later. That's buying fresh melons and watermelons from the local people. That's another church. A lot of those around. Keep going, Ryan. Right. That's the way some of them, a lot of them actually, travel downtown. And it's legal. They're all over the place. They just pack people in there and they go on this part of the countryside. This is a restaurant we went into. And I think I mentioned this before, but we drove into the parking lot. And there was 3 armed guards in the parking lot and for our protection. Then we walked up to the door of that restaurant, and there was a sign that said, no guns. You know, you're in a tough neighborhood. This is the kitchen at the school. We stayed at the school, by the way, the whole time we were there. That sink had to be changed. We did that, and we painted the whole kitchen. That's what it looks like. That's the old one, not the new one. Again, that's the team. We're having breakfast in the morning. Having devotions. We had devotions every day. Now you can see the guy, he's cutting down the steel. That's Rod. They did a lot of new electrical in there, Bob. And they worked hard, those guys. Yeah. Remember, Bob, when we were in, where was it, where they taught us how to sling that mud at the wall? Was that in Belize? Of course, Holly, yeah, okay. Showing us how your parts a wall, you got to throw the mud on it. He was showing us how to do it, so we did it. Or we tried to do it. There's Bob in the sink. That's the old sink coming up. We got all the work that had to be done, we did. And we had about a half a day to spare, so the last day we relaxed. And they cried when we left. The people there. Great. Look at that, eh? Stainless steel? Yeah. It's all purged, ready for paint. You can see how those guys worked hard. That's the outside wall. And when we were leaving, there was a guy, that wall is probably a block long, or close to it. And there was a guy at the end with a 3-inch brush. He was painting the whole wall. Hope he wasn't paid by the hour. This is the one by the door I told you about that we filled it in, but we left a little opening because I had to see out to see who's at the door. That was the wall we cut out before, and we're going to put the window in. We painted the whole room. I painted 5 out of the 7 rooms that were painted. It's the door that we had to put in. That's all electrical being done. That wooden box is going to be put on top of those wires and secured and painted. That's where we stayed. That bed right there on the far right, the white one, that's where I stayed the first few nights. But man, every time I moved, it creaked and cracked and snapped, and then kept most of the people up. So in Kirk DePray, like I said, he had to go home. So that Rod Mitchell stayed in the bed with the purple cover. I was in the next one. After he left, so we didn't use his bed. They were happy, and so was I. That's two of the local brother and sister. Same thing. This was another restaurant. We were eating papooses. What those are is a flatbread with refried beans in them and a bit of spices, and can have them with roast beef or with chicken. They're really good, actually. As you can see, we're enjoying them. That's the door that was installed, and the window. And that one's across from the other one, the window. Those are the guys that knocked that big wall down. Christian guys. And this is neat because, like, we've been on mission trips before, where they just said, "Here's the work," and they walked away. Bob, you can attest to that, and Janie. But these people were there. They just said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" And they were there. Quite enjoyable. That's Dorothy Dupree, Kurt Dupree's wife. Nice lady. Rod putting shelves in. That's lots of paint. Gallons and gallons of paint. Little wall had to be moved. There, look at that. Whew. That was a hot day. This is the lady in the pink there. She started the school. This is in her apartment. She invited us over for a meal. We had a good time of fellowship there. She lives in a gated community, and there's no gangs, no nothing there. In El Salvador, the kids don't play in the street. It's too dangerous. But in this place where she is, it's a gated community. They pay more for it. But it was nice to see the kids out playing in the street. Papusas with fried plantain. They were good. That's the team and some of the other people. This lady here, she's worked with the deaf children for 37 years, her husband. And her husband is sick now, so he can't do it anymore. This is the guy that took all these pictures, Ross. There are different crafts. Getting ready. There's a almost a finished product. And there's a bus. I needed a picture of a bus. And they're the two ladies that they're the backbone of the school. The lady on the right, her name is Lisa. I can't think of her last name. Anyway, but they very godly women, and they great joy to work with them. Go ahead. I'm waiting for time, by the way. Just this is on the way up to the volcano. It's a half an hour walk up there, and it was a hot day. I actually got a cold over there. Believe it or not, I had a cold for 2 days. Different flowers. That's a volcano. It was 2,000 feet deep and 3 kilometers around. And there's actually people that have crops down there. They actually work down there. And there's always, go ahead, Ryan. Keep going. You can see the vultures. See them? Can you see them there? Right there, see, there's always two or three of them flying there all the time, looking for food. That must have been some kind of a blast to blow a hole like that. That's one of the guys, Steve Grace. That's the team with our driver on the right. Go ahead, Ryan. Much of the same. I got Y, picture of a cow. Well, that's coffee on the trees. Hasn't been harvested. These people, they're exploited, because that's a 100-pound bag of coffee there, and they have to deliver it, and they get paid $4 for that 100-pound bag. And it takes them how long? My hand. There's two different types of coffee. And they have to sort them. It's a terrible thing. That's one of the restaurants we eat at. That's a shot from the city from inside. Different vegetation. Go ahead, Ryan. Same thing. That's, I don't know why he took a picture of the meal we ate, but he did. It was good. That's the inside. Nice place. Go ahead, Ryan. We can breeze through these pretty quick. That's a coffee grinder and old-fashioned and antique. That's a grain mill there, antique. Beautiful flowers. And why the spider web? I don't know. Keep going, Ryan. Lots of beautiful flowers. That's the whole team. This is where they're picking the beans on the side of the road. And that's it, the green beans and the green and the red. They separate them, and for a small bag, for a 25-pound bag, they only get a dollar. And it might take them. That's a big house that they built the mall around that. You know, the country is a poor country, but look at this big mall. There's people in there shopping. We went to a restaurant here, and they asked, we had live entertainment. It was great. That's the other side of the same restaurant. This is Mario. He's a pastor, deaf pastor. He's been there for about 30 years. That's his. It's a community center that they use. But it's a lot of kids go there. It's great. Same thing. He's teaching a lesson there. Great people. That's the school from the outside. That's in the yard. You'll see her in the video, the other video in a second there. Fatima is her name. Go ahead. And that's the one on the far right. Her name is Tanya. I want to talk about her in a few minutes too. This is the week before the school opened. They get all the kids out, and they have a whole day with the kids. Because a lot of these kids, when they go home for the summer holidays, They're deaf kids, obviously. When they go home, and their parents don't, a lot of them don't know sign language, can't be bothered to learn it. So these kids sit at home and they don't talk to anybody all summer. You know, so when they get back to the school, well, they'd see the kids and the hands are going and they're all having a good time. Yeah. Isn't that great? Keep going. The lady that runs the school, she's a great lady. That's the teachers, some of them. They're playing different games. And you can see they love it. Look at these kids. They're just loving it. They're all deaf. Or close to being deaf. And the teachers are too, I should mention. You still get hungry. Their drawings with their feet. There's a contest they had. That's the yard at the school. That's the courtyard. We worked in there the whole time we were there. We worked in the courtyard or in the pinata they were breaking. Kids love to be there. We put the swings up for the kids to swing on. That's inside. That's Salvador. He's part of the staff. That's the finished product. That's those guys putting fans in and lights in, and they worked really hard. One of the staff members. That's the kitchen we painted. You can see by this one here. I looked at the pictures instead of doing the work. No, they caught me on tape. I was so hot in there. There was no windows. Painting with oil-based paint was not a picnic. I did all that. The day before we left, I painted that. Go ahead, Ryan. Oh, is it? Well, that's a good thing. There's a few more that I guess that I didn't. Anyway, that's good. So we get ready for the second one. So we may be out of here quicker than we think. While we get ready for the second one here, I need some lights. Tell you a little bit about the school, and then we'll talk about the video, and then I want to come back and say a few more words after. I should be able to get you out of here shortly after 7:30, I hope. The school you're going to see there, it was established in 1986 by the lady I showed you on the screen there. The name of the school is Christian School for the Deaf. And it's under the banner of WND, World Mission to the Deaf. And if you want to look at it on their website, it's World Mission to the Deaf. I say that because after doing it a few times, I just tried WMD. So I clicked in WMD and enter, and there was different things about WMD, weapons of mass destruction. So I said, no, I don't think the church, the school, wants to be lined up with WMDs. Anyway, these teachers are, we'll see here, they're really dedicated to the work. Anna Velasquez and Lisa Gonzalez, that's the other lady. They run the school, and they're such godly women, and the Lord has blessed them mightily. And you can read their statement of faith through one line. It says, read in line with what we teach here, which was good, wonderful. So, is this thing on? No. So we're going to look at the second video in a minute, but I was mentioning Tanya Leone here before. She's a teacher here. You'll see her at the end of this. She's a lady that her mother brought her there when she was to the school when she was just a little, like 3 years old, because her mother wanted her to learn, wanted to be educated. And what they do with the school, I should mention, by the way, what they do with the school is the Anna Velasquez had a real burden for deaf kids in El Salvador, San Salvador, where this the school is, to teach them. I would love a phrase, first of all, but to teach them sign language. Like I said, they go home. If they're at home, there's no communication with the parents because they're deaf. So she opened the school to teach them sign language, for sure. But you'll see they get their education here as well as school, right up through high school, and some of them even in college. And it's a great work. So we'll look at this short video. It's about 10 or 12 minutes long, and then we'll have a couple more comments, and we'll close in prayer. I'm going to have to put that light off again, maybe. This one here. But an act of work, isn't it? I want to tell you about Tanya. I was going to do this before, but I lost my train of thought. Tanya's mother, Tanya Leone, her mother brought her to school when she was just a little kid. And the policy at the school, they don't turn anybody away. Doesn't matter. Any kid, children away. And the mother really couldn't afford to send the kid to her child to the school. So they allowed her mother to volunteer there, to work there, to help put her daughter through school. And she's still there. Her mother is. Tanya's a teacher there now. And Tanya, from what she learned with the love of Christ, got saved. Neither of them, and her mother wasn't a Christian when she brought her daughter there. But just by watching what was going on at the school and the people and everything else, and she ended up getting saved as well. And she's still there. She doesn't have to be, but she does, because out of appreciation for what they did for her. What a blessing it must be for her to see her daughter up there, you know, teaching. And the only reason why Tanya was able to go through the system was because people supported her. But you can imagine that the person who supported, who sponsored this child when she was a child, came through the program. She ended up getting saved. Her mother ended up getting saved. And the person who sponsored them, or people over the years, they will reap some of the benefits in eternity for that. And it's important that if, you know, if the Lord lays it on your heart to sponsor one of these kids, Lisa and I want to sponsor one for sure. It'll be this one here, this little lady here. She, you can come and look at these pictures, or there are forms if prayerfully consider sponsoring one of these kids. It's only $25 a month. To us, it's not a lot of money, but to the people, the average income here is about $6 a day. So it costs about $125 a month for these kids to go to the school. And in that, with that money, they get the uniforms, and they get one full meal a day from the school. But this little girl, she was, because she's deaf, she was abandoned by both of her parents. So there's more here, and you can take them and look them over if you like, but only if the Lord lays it on your heart. It's such an important work, as you can see. And for the kids to come back and be teachers, it says a lot for the school. You know? And something else, Kirk, Dupre asked me and I have applications here if you'd like to have one. And Kirk Dupre mentioned too the Campbell's Soup. Over the years, we've heard in the past about Campbell's Soup donating vehicles and so on and so forth for different things. And they stopped doing it in the U.S., but it's still going on in Canada. And they, just by saving labels, if you want to do that, just I'll put a box in the back. If that's okay, I'll put a box in the back with Campbell's Soup labels on it. And what they take and so on and so forth. I'll put one of these back there. And they've, just from the labels, from Campbell's Soup, they're able to buy, they bought 9 brand new minivans for the work, you know. It's a lot of labels, but a lot of people save them, you know. We buy soup and we buy whatever anyway. So anyway, I won't take you, I won't hold you any longer. It's 7:30, isn't it? That's pretty good. It's a great work. And I should mention, if you ever had a desire to, ever thought about going on a short-term mission, don't talk yourself out of it. Do it. Because it's well worth the effort and the money. Well, the money is secondary. It's anybody I ever talked to, ever went on a mission field trip, they never said, I wish that wouldn't have gone. It's a blessing. Bob and Janie can attest to that. And Lise has been on the mission. Oh, she's back there with my grandson. Lise came with me last year to Nevis. Nancy was in El Salvador a few years back, and Rosie Griffin. You can talk to any of us, and the Lord will bless your socks off if you do one. I guarantee you won't just do one. But if you can, Bob and Jeannie actually are going. When are you going, Bob, for the to Jamaica? Next month, it looks like it's probably going to be a go for 2012. We'll know more when Bob gets back in Black River, Jamaica. Black River? and they're already doing fundraising. So it's a good sign. And you have plenty of time to think it over. It's not that expensive, and you can write it off anyway. And that's, I should mention too, if you decided to sponsor one of these kids, and you can, and it's not a contract. You know, you don't have to go on for years. Or if you want to just sponsor the school, you can send a check to World Mission for the Deaf, Kirk Dupre. Some of you know Kirk, Ralph knows Kirk, and they're a very trustworthy and respectable organization. And to sponsor a child, you can claim it that as well on your income tax. So it's $25 a month, $300 a year to invest in the life of a child. Anyway, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you again and thank you so much for the work that's going on over there, Lord, in El Salvador, amongst all the violence and that we see over there every day. And yet the school is being protected, and the teachers and the students. And I pray that the work would go on. It's been a lot of years now. I pray that it would continue, with more kids would be touched with the gospel, and souls would be saved at a young age. And they would go on for you as well. Just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Imagine this, 3 years old, abandoned by her parents. Her parents left at an orphanage just because she's deaf.